Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each one of us please his neighbor for that which is good, to be building him up. For even Christ didn't please himself, but as it is written, "The reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me." For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that through patience and through encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now the God of patience and of encouragement grant you to be of the same mind one with another, according to Jesus Christ, that with one accord you may with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another, even as Christ also received you, to the glory of God. Now I say that Christ has been made a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, that he might confirm the promises given to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, "Therefore I will give praise to you among the Gentiles, and sing to your name." Again he says, "Rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people." Again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, let all the peoples praise him." Again, Isaiah says, "There will be the root of Jesse, who arises to rule over the Gentiles. On him will the Gentiles hope." Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope in the power of the Holy Spirit.